What does the murder of Henry Novak reveal about policing and justice in the UK?
All right, let's talk about what's broken today. This is Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele, and yeah, no, I'm charged the hell up. If you're sensitive, mate, maybe grab a helmet.
Here's the core, clean and cold. Henry Novak, 18, a first-year accountancy student at the University of Southampton, grew up in Chafford Hundred. In December 2025, in Portswood, Southampton on Belmont Road, he's out and films a guy on Snapchat, a couple cheeky taunts. "You're a bad man. Say you're a bad man." The man replies, "I am a bad man." No roaring fight, no chaos soundtrack. Prosecution later says Henry's blood alcohol was below the drink drive limit. Then it turns. Vikram Digwar, 23, a British Sikh man, is carrying two ceremonial knives, a small kirpan tucked away, and a larger external dagger, about 21 centimetres. 5 stab wounds or cuts, fatal chest wound. Henry tries to climb a bin, over a fence, trying to get away. He's bleeding out. Jesus Christ. Neighbours hear him. No eyewitnesses to the actual stabbing. Police arrive. And this is where the blood runs cold. Body-worn cameras released in June 2026 show Henry on the ground, handcuffed, saying, "I've been stabbed, I can't breathe." He says it 9 times. A responding male officer goes, "Don't think you have, mate." There's no EMS call before he goes unresponsive. He was dead on the pavement in December 2025. That's not a tragedy you can spin. That's a failure you can measure by the minute hand. Now who's who? Vikram Digwar was later convicted of murder. The jury rejected self-defence in May 2026. He was sentenced in June 2026 to life with a minimum term of 21 years. Judge William Mousley called his account wholly false and said he was sure Henry did not say anything racist. Digwar had no injuries. And listen, the aggravation. Digwar filmed Henry fleeing and then filmed him while he lay dying. That's not fear, that's building a performance. Prosecutors played that footage and it landed like a brick. Even the judge said Henry's "bad man" line was cheeky, not threatening. Exactly.
The knives, right.
An expert, Professor Gurnam Singh, testified the larger external blade is not a strict Sikh requirement. There's no good reason to wear the bigger blade. You can honour your faith without strapping on a 21-centimetre signifier that turns a street run-in into a fatality. Community context matters too. A local Gurdwara said they'd banned Digwar back in 2023 for stealing ceremonial Shastra knives. Police were told, no charges. I swear, when people show you who they are, believe it the first time.
On the family front, Digwar calls his parents. They show up before police. His mum, Kiran Kaur, removes the knife and hides it at their home. She's convicted of assisting an offender. Meanwhile, police even let Digwar meet his brother at the scene. A covert recording picks up the brother coaching a self-defence claim, and Digwar says that won't work if there are cameras on the street. That is the quiet part said out loud. That is narrative engineering in real time.
Meanwhile, Henry's family, they've got spine. They call the on-scene treatment inhumane and degrading, but they thank the murder investigation team that secured the conviction. His dad says, "Don't use my son's death to stir division. This is a case about murder, not racism. Respect where it's due." Now, the boiling question. Did police fail Henry because of racial bias? Look, the IOPC is investigating the response. Formal findings aren't in yet. Claims of two-tier policing are being shouted by some. Police leadership isn't endorsing that framing. But watch the tape. Henry says, "I've been stabbed, I can't breathe," 9 times. An officer doubts him. There's no EMS call before he fades. Meanwhile, they gave weight to a story the jury later called fabricated. Racist abuse, a turban pulled off. The judge said he was sure Henry didn't say anything racist. So, yeah, my opinion, and I'll own it, this looked biased and it was appalling. When you treat an accusation like a bigger emergency than a dying kid, you've lost the plot. Bloody hell. Politics jumped on this like vultures. Keir Starmer called it awful and shocking and welcomed the IOPC probe. Chris Philp said in Parliament it looked like cops cared more about a racism claim than helping Henry. Reform UK folks pushed the narrative,
Robert Jenrick called it a scandal and wants bans on ceremonial knives in public. Suella Braverman called for the footage to drop. Nigel Farage posted a whole video on two-tier policing. And then Elon Musk pops up, calls the officers disgusting, offers to fund lawsuits. I mean, cool cameo, space guy, but we didn't need a billionaire to tell us a kid cuffed on the ground bleeding out should have been triaged first.
Listen, don't you dare turn this into an excuse to beat on Sikhs. Sikh leadership stepped up. The Supreme Sikh Council said they're reviewing safeguards on ceremonial knives and upping education on responsibilities. The UK Sikh Federation reported a big increase in anti-Sikh hate crimes after the trial. We don't have full official stats here, but the fear is real. You can slam a killer without scapegoating a whole community. Two things can be true. The murder was unjustified, and communities deserve safety, not backlash.
Quick story, mate. Years back, I'm at a community cultural fair. Music, food, kids sticky with ice cream. A bloke sees a ceremonial blade at a stall, clearly decorative, not for waving about. He unsheathes it for a selfie, handles it like he's in a movie, and nearly cuts his own bloody thumb. Security rushes, elders are stressed, and suddenly a symbol of duty and faith becomes a prop, and the crowded space turns twitchy. That moment stuck with me. Cultural symbols aren't toys. They aren't costumes for your Instagram thirst. Respect the meaning and respect the risk. If you carry anything edged or heavy, even symbolically, you carry a responsibility. Full stop.
Back to Henry. Again, he told officers he'd been stabbed and couldn't breathe, and he died on the ground in handcuffs, while the narrative in the air got more credence than the blood on the pavement. The IOPC owes us answers. Not to feed culture war garbage, but to fix protocols. Prioritise life. Secure the scene. Don't let suspects coordinate stories. And for the love of all that's sane, call the ambulance first when a kid's gasping. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are.
To Southampton, protesters hit the streets after the footage dropped. Two arrests, 11 officers and even a police dog injured. That's a sign of trust snapping. Build it back with truth. Release training updates. Show us the learning. And stop acting shocked when people don't buy platitudes while they're watching body cam that makes their stomach drop. Unbelievable, but not surprising. Final word. Henry Novak should be alive. Vikram Digwar's doing life with a 21-year minimum. Good. His mum's convicted for hiding the blade. Good. The rest of us? We don't need performative outrage. We need competence, courage, and consequences. Fix the training, fix the triage, and keep your damn knives, your egos, your bad man fantasies out of our streets. Fucking hell.
Alright, that's enough complaining for one fucking day. This is Vixie Steele, Truth Amplified. Tune in tomorrow and bring a spine.